hall that ran all the way through the building, and it had two sides. Maybe it was screened in.
Yeah, there were some of the old houses that I remember that you actually went into the front door. And in other words, in our house here, the front door opened directly into the living room.
Okay.
But I know there were some houses that did have a runway all the way through the house, and everything was off of that runway, one side or the other.
Did you ever hear any specific terms for that type of a house?
No, not down here. Now, I think in further north and in Georgia and Carolina, whenever I'd be up there, it would be referred to as hall. And I think in some areas I've heard it referred to as dog trot.
Dog trot. Okay.
That was not in common usage around here, to the best of my knowledge.
And what type of a surface did he have on top of your house here?
Wood shingles.
For the whole thing?
Yeah.
And did you have an area above the, like, above your ceiling?
Inside? Yeah, there was an attic.
All right.
It was only over the main part of the house. In other words, the roof came up to a V and then came down.
Well,
and when it hit the porches, then there was no attic space above the porches.
Oh, just that was more like just an overhang?
Right.
Okay. And
but it was looking at it from the front, it was built like this. In other words, you look at the house from the front. Here would be say this is the main part of the house. The roof was like this, and then there was an angle off over the porches.
See. Okay. If you had a house that was L-shaped, you know, came together like this, and the roof was, both roofs had pitch to it, and they were both angled, what would you call the groove where the two roofs met? The angle?
Well, I don't have an answer for that because I don't know. On this one, there was no groove in there. It was just a change of angle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it had been a gutter in there, hell, I don't know whether we would have called it gutter or not.
Yeah. Did you have any gutters on your home?
No.
Didn't?
No. The overhang was such it came out over the porches, and you just it dripped off onto the ground.
Okay. Now you said you had a garage out back with the upstairs, but what would you call a building outside that was used for storing wood or tools?
Shed.
And if someone left the door open, what might you tell them to do with it? If you wanted to close the door, what would you tell them to do? How would you go about saying that?
Close the door, shut the door.
Okay. Let's see. I can skip over. Most of this we've already, a lot of this we've covered, that's good. I don't think, they didn't have much, did they have any grain growth around here all day?
No, well, a little bit of corn, but the corn that was not raised as a commercial crop. The corn that was raised was for home consumption.
I was just wondering, what about that starchy grain that they grew in Louisiana and Texas?
You mean rice?
Yeah, did they grow any of that around here?
To the best of my knowledge, there's no rice grown in Florida, or never has been.
I has to be a reason, because it seems like it would be a good floodplain. I don't know.
I don't know. I know they grow a lot of rice in South Carolina in the Delta areas up there did, and that Louisiana, hell, during World War II, I was in that area of western Louisiana where miles and miles of rice, but none of it's ever been grown here, so I know.
Might have something to do with soil type.
Very possible.
Okay, if a person grew some corn here, what might they store that corn in after they grew it, if they had a place?
Well, it wasn't stored. I mean, the corn that was grown here was strictly for eating as roasting ears, or corn on the cob, and it wasn't grown commercially.